Now, the thing is, what people misunderstand is, it's not the works of righteousness which we have done in order to, like, obtain grace from God, God forbid. That's impossible. But it is the works which come by faith, because we add to our faith virtue, we add to our faith knowledge, we add to our faith all kinds of things. All these promises which we obtain by faith are good works. And it's not some burden laid on us, though we be chained to it, through the chains of love of God, of love of His truth, of love of the things of godliness, of righteousness, of all the good things which God has provided and which He would offer us that we could be and do and fulfill. If you believe in God, be careful. Maintain good works. Don't float off. Don't be like the rest of the world. Living in pleasure, living in sin, serving diverse lusts, disobedient, being deceived and deceiving others. Don't be like that. And then saying, I'm thinking of people in this world. Our world is supposedly a Christian world. We're a Christian nation. The number of people even claiming to be Christians has fallen to 75%. But I tell you what, godliness hasn't fallen any large measure, honestly. Because godliness is to be like God, and God has no sin. And the godliness of my forefathers, meaning not necessarily my literal parentage, but I mean the forefathers of faith in our nation, you know, the 2-3 generations before us, they had mingled righteousness with unholiness. Though I'm sure there were some who obtained, like precious faith, to believe in the truth of the gospel. You know? In some sense, I don't know, are we just restoring this at the end? Who knows? Because the end is not yet. Oh, but it's coming. I know for this purpose I have been raised up. It's coming in my time. In fact, that will be my time. This is not my time. This is only the beginning. Hey, you want a prophet? Good works. Not in order to win God's favor. You can't win God's favor with good works. But God's favor produces good works in you. So be careful. If you don't see good works, you gotta ask yourself, am I in the faith? You know, what have I believed? Am I believing God in His promises? Am I seeking them? Like I said, Abraham believed God. It was imputed him for righteousness, but he still had to lay with his wife to produce a child. You know? So you also have to, you know, make yourself available for God to bless you in doing good works. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you don't know how to do that, I'm going to teach you. If you are exercised by the things I teach, you will profit in them. Avoid foolish questions. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you dodge foolish questions because they're foolish. I see, you know, in a sense, it's kind of unavoidable because out there, the ministers of darkness and all their foolish doctrines are just dominating everyone's consciousness of what it even means to be a Christian. You know, when people look, they turn on the TV, they see all these false ministers. Satan has blanketed the market. It's a total blackout on television, radio, on the internet. I don't know. I don't go searching around. I'm sure there's other people out there. Maybe there aren't. God forbid. That would frighten me. It would terrify me. To find, it already does. I mean, I have a church I go to where righteousness is preached, thank God. But if I found that there weren't more of that going on, if I didn't discover more of that, it's terrifying to me that it's so rare. And also because I look at myself and I say, this is what God is raising up. It's like, wow. But I guess in weakness, God's strength is shown. I guess it's precisely because I'm not very likely that makes God's power all the more great in me. I suppose. Genealogies. Any of your doctrines do a lot of relying on genealogy? Yeah, I think about the, like those Mormons and everything about this. They trace their genealogy. They have a whole genealogy thing they're hung up on. What's with that? So-and-so begat so-and-so, so-and-so begat so-and-so. Ah. What's that profit you in godliness? Have you obtained so much in Christ that you have nothing left to seek, that you got to busy yourself about genealogies and foolish questions? How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? There's a lot more questions like that that amount to that. How long was Jesus' hair? You know? Do you think, I've thought of this. You know, like, do you think Jesus ever, like, stumbled? I mean, not sin-wise, but, like, let's say he was walking along, and he came up the stairs, right? And he thought there was one more step, and he did that thing where you step up, and there's nothing there. Think he ever did that? That's a foolish question. It's kind of silly. Who cares? I could argue both sides of it. And you can imagine two guys, one guy taking one side of it, and the other guy taking the other side of it, and they could have a good old argument about that. Now, how stupid is that? Now someone would argue with me, Paul, I know Jesus would never do that, okay? And I can make good arguments that he might, right? And I might even be making someone mad right now by even suggesting that. It's a foolish question, and let's avoid it, okay? Genealogies, contentions, again, we get all, the foolish question comes up, and now comes contention. He said Jesus was less than blah, 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 blah. Well, he said blah, 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 blah. You know, strivings about the law. Again, now they get up to, oh, gosh, the law. How many things come up because of the law? Well, the Ten Commandments say, or even what about this law? Like when I started talking about the women and so on and so forth, and getting too legalistic about it. No usurping authority. There's some things that are absolute indeed, but there's, in the spirit, there's room. You know, women can be prophetesses. There are things that happen, you know. If the word of God, if God speaks to a woman at some point, what are we going to stumble at the word of God because of who he sent it through? Again, be careful.